shall call them from the grey twilight, the forgotten people. The heir of him to whom the oath they swore. From the north shall he come. Need shall drive him. He shall pass the door to the paths of the dead.
And bearing his torch aloft, Aragorn strode into the whispering darkness.
Oathbreakers of Dunharrow, the time has come to fulfill the promise made to Isildur. He laid a curse upon you that you should never rest until your oath was fulfilled. I, Aragorn, the heir of Isildur, summon you to the Stone of Erech, where you swore your allegiance. Follow.
The torches have gone out.
They will not be rekindled. Follow me through the darkness.
Do you hear? The dead arise and follow us. I hear, and I would that we were out of this terrible darkness.
Of the time that followed, Gimli remembered little. The others pressed on, but he was ever hindmost, pursued by a groping horror that seemed always just about to seize him. At length, the company passed through a gateway, high arched and broad, and into a chasm of dark shadow. Above them, the first stars of evening glinted in the sky.
Friends, forget your weariness. Mount now and ride. We must come to the Stone of Erech ere this day passes, and long still is the way.
Do the dead follow us? I cannot look back.
They follow. I see the shapes of men and of horses. And pale banners like shreds of cloud and spears like winter thickets on a misty night. The dead are following.
So they rode out of the ravine and into the Vale of Morthond and came at length to the Hill of Erech.
Give me the horn of silver. Oathbreakers, why have you come?
To fulfill the oath made to Isildur.
The hour is come at last. Now I go to Pelagia, upon Anduin, the city of royal ships, and ye shall come after me, and when all this land is clean of the servants of Sauron, I will hold the oath fulfilled, and ye shall go in peace forever. Halbarad, unfurl our standard.
And behold, the standard which Arwen had woven was black, and if there was any device upon it, it was hidden in darkness. Then there was silence, and the grey company passed into the darkness of the storm of Mordor and was lost to mortal sight. But the dead followed them. And as the long night drew towards its end in Ithilien, Frodo and Sam were roused from their sleep by Faramir, who led them to a high place at the side of the waterfall.
Oh. It's a fine view, no doubt, Mr. Frodo. But chilling to the heart, not to mention the bones.
Frodo, do you see the pool down there at the bottom of the cliff?
Yes.
Something is moving. What is it? It has four limbs. It dives like a man. What is it doing? It's seeking a way up behind the waterfall to our hidings. I have a marksman posted. Shall we shoot it?
No, no. I beg you not to.
You know, then, what this thing is?
Yes.
Is it your gangrel companion?
Yes.
He has dared to come to Heneth Annwn, and his life is forfeit. I marvel at the creature. To come sporting in the pool before our very window. Does he think that men sleep without watch all night?
He knows little of men. But I think he is lured here by a mastering desire stronger than his caution.
He is lured here, you say? Does he then know of your burden?
Yes, indeed. He bore it himself for many years.
He bore it? This matter winds itself ever in new riddles. Then he is pursuing it.
Maybe. It is precious to him. But I did not speak of that.
What then does the creature seek?
Fishes is...
Fishes is...
Fish.
Ah.
The creature is wretched and hungry and unaware of his danger. And Gandalf, your Mithrandir would have bidden you not to slay him for that reason and for others. In some way he is bound up with my errand. Until you found us and took us, he was my guide.
Your guide? I would do much for you, Frodo, but I cannot let this sly wanderer go free at his own will from here. He must be slain or taken.
Then let me go down quietly to him. Yes? I will bring him to you.